Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel. Today, we're diving deep into a comprehensive analysis of Omeros Corporation, ticker OMER, a biopharmaceutical company that's been making waves in the healthcare space. If you're looking to understand whether this stock is a potential gem for your portfolio, stick around because we're covering everything from financials to recent performance, valuation, and more. Let's get started. All right, first things first, let's set the stage. Omeros is a company that's been around since 1994, based out of Seattle, Washington. They're in the business of discovering, developing, and commercializing small molecule and protein therapeutics, with a focus on some pretty critical areas like complement-mediated diseases, cancers, and addictive disorders. Their recent milestone with the FDA approval of Yartemlay for treating TA-TMA, a rare and life-threatening condition, marks their transition into a revenue-generating phase, which is a big deal for a biotech at this stage. So let's unpack what this means for investors like us. Diving into Omeros a bit more, this is a commercial-stage biopharma player with a mission to tackle unmet medical needs. Their portfolio isn't just a one-trick pony. They've got programs targeting inflammation, immune-related issues, and even central nervous system disorders. What caught my eye is their flagship product, Yartemlay, which is the first approved therapy for transplant-associated thrombotic microangiopathy, or TA-TMA. Beyond that, they're working on exciting stuff like their Oncotox AML program for blood cancer treatments, which recently showed promising results in primate studies. With a team of about 200 employees and led by CEO Gregory Dimopoulos, they're a smaller player in the biotech world, but they're punching above their weight with some of these developments. Now let's talk numbers. Starting with revenue. Here's the thing. Omeros hasn't historically reported significant revenue streams because they've been in the R&D phase for so long. Up until 2025, their financials show zero revenue on the books, which is pretty typical for a biotech focused on development. But the game changer came recently with the commercial launch of Yartemlay. While we don't have segmented revenue data just yet, the first commercial shipment started in early 2026, and that's a pivotal shift. They're now moving from burning cash on research to generating income, which could be a catalyst for the stock if sales ramp up as expected. I'll be keeping a close eye on how this plays out in their upcoming reports. Moving over to their earnings performance, let's break down the key takeaways. Looking at their full year 2025 results, Omeros reported a net loss of about $3.35 million, which translates to an EPS of negative 0.05 cents. That's a significant improvement compared to 2024, where they posted a net loss of $156.8 million and an EPS of negative $2.70. The trend of narrowing losses is encouraging, especially as they've started commercializing products. Operating expenses are still high due to R&D and SG&A costs, but with Yartemlay hitting the market, there's potential for these numbers to improve. Management seems focused on scaling up commercialization while advancing their pipeline, which could drive future profitability if executed well. Let's dig into the financial statements for a clearer picture of their health. As of the end of 2025, Omeros had cash and cash equivalents of about $966 million, with total current assets at $215.7 million. That's a decent liquidity position, with a current ratio of 2.76, meaning they can cover short-term obligations comfortably. However, their total liabilities stand at $446.9 million against total assets of $325.6 million, resulting in negative shareholders' equity of $121.2 million. That's a red flag. It shows they're heavily leveraged, with a debt-to-equity ratio of negative 1.97. On the cash flow side, they burned through $116.1 million in operating activities in 2025, though they did bring in $164.5 million from investing activities, likely from asset sales or investments maturing. Free cash flow remains deeply negative at $116.2 million, so they're still very much in cash burn mode. This is typical for biotechs, but it's something to watch as they scale revenue. Now, let's talk valuation. Omeros currently trades at a price of around $11.38 per share, with a market cap of about $819 million. Their price-to-earnings ratio is negative due to ongoing losses, sitting at 9.17.83, which isn't unusual for a company in this stage of growth. Looking at forward PE estimates for 2027 and beyond, analysts project ratios ranging from 13.29 down to 2.18 by 2030, suggesting expectations of profitability in the coming years as Yartemly sales grow. Their enterprise value is around $1.6 billion, factoring in debt, which is higher than the market cap and reflects that leverage we discussed. Compared to the biotech industry's average PE of around 90, Omeros could look undervalued if they turn profitable, but it's a speculative bet at this point. The high beta of 2.53 also tells us this stock is quite volatile, so it's not for the faint of heart. All right, let's break down Omeros through a SWOT analysis to get a holistic view. Starting with strengths, the FDA approval of Yartemly as the first therapy for TA-TMA is a massive win. It's a niche market with little competition, giving them a first-mover advantage. Their pipeline, including the Oncotox AML program, also shows promise with recent successful primate studies. On the weaknesses side, their financials are a concern. Negative equity and high debt levels mean they're not in a strong balance sheet position, and they've been burning cash for years. Opportunities are exciting, though. The commercial rollout of Yartemly could be a turning point if sales exceed expectations. An expansion into other indications or markets could drive growth. But threats loom large. Biotech is a risky space with regulatory hurdles, and any setbacks in their pipeline or competition in the complement therapy space could hit them hard. Plus, their high leverage means they're vulnerable if revenue doesn't materialize as planned. Let's take a look at recent performance on the charts. Omeros has had a wild ride lately. Over the past week, the stock is up 4.33%, but it's down 1.79% over the last month. Zooming out, the three-month performance is a staggering 46.29% gain, and over 6 months, it's up an incredible 187.35%. Year-over-year, they're sitting at a 25.29% increase, though over 5 years, the stock is down 46.89%, reflecting past struggles. This volatility ties into that high beta we mentioned, and recent news like insider selling and high call option volume suggests mixed sentiment. For short-term moves, I'd watch key support around $10.50. If it breaks below that, we could see more downside. On the upside, resistance near $12.50 could be a target if momentum continues. But honestly, this stock swings make it more of a trader's play than a long-term hold right now. Now, let's dive into intrinsic value to see if Omeros is priced fairly for long-term investors. Given that they're just starting to generate revenue, a traditional discounted cash flow model is tricky because future cash flows are speculative. Instead, I'm looking at their pipeline potential and market opportunity for Yartemly alongside analyst growth projections. Based on the forward-looking estimates and the niche market they're targeting with Yartemly, I think there's upside potential if they execute well. The TA-TMA market, while small, has high unmet need, and successful commercialization could drive significant value. However, given the lack of concrete revenue data yet and their high debt load, I'd peg their intrinsic value as highly speculative, potentially in the $15 to $20 range per share if sales ramp up over the next few years. That's above the current price of $11.38, but it comes with big risks attached. For conservative investors, this might be a wait-and-see situation until we get more clarity on revenue growth. So, wrapping it all up, what's the verdict on Omeros? This is a high-risk, high-reward play in the biotech space. The approval and launch of Yartemly is a game-changer, potentially shifting them from a cash-burning R&D shop to a revenue-generating business. Their pipeline has promise, but the financials, especially the debt and negative equity, are a real concern. For me, this isn't a stock I'd load up on just yet. I'd want to see how Yartemly sales trend over the next couple of quarters. If you're a risk-tolerant investor, maybe allocate a small speculative position, but keep your eyes peeled for updates. What do you think? Bullish or bearish on Omer? Drop your thoughts in the comments below, and if you found this analysis helpful, smash that like button and subscribe for more deep dives like this. Until next time, happy investing.